Hi everyone, welcome. I'm Linda, and we are reviewing a book in our speed review, and I think that this kind of category is very apt for the article that we're reading, or the book that we're reviewing, which is Sprint, and it's all about speed. And here to help me discuss this article today in the studio is...
Linda C. Hi everyone.
And Simon.
Yes, and I'm Linda also. And yesterday we started on our speed review, which is about the book called Sprint. And it is a new method for solving customers' problems that has been introduced by Google Ventures. So we already spent one day discussing this. What stood out to you yesterday, Linda?
Well, something from the fourth step. On the fourth day, the process includes prototyping the solution. And this word is in our specialized terms, and we often see it as a noun, which means the first working model or version of something. But here, we use it as a verb to make a prototype.
And just to give a quick review of what we are talking about here with the sprint. Sprint is basically a 5-day process for solving very specific problems in a very efficient kind of way. So it goes through 5 days with 5 different steps. Linda mentioned the fourth day where you prototype a solution. I would mention the mapping, which is what you do on the first day, the Monday. You map out the problem. This is an interesting word because usually when we think of maps, we think about something like a road map that shows you an actual picture of the earth and sort of gives you directions where to go so you can see where you are and where you're going. In this sense, we're using mapping instead to refer to something more like a flow chart that lays out or explains a process.
So we're looking at solving customers' problems, and we're looking at customers as a whole. So we are trying to solve something maybe that we can't see, like within a company they can't see. And it's necessary on your team to have people with multifunctional backgrounds, so you don't want to have all people from marketing. You need to have maybe one person from there and one person, you know, from a variety of backgrounds come in and be on your sprint team, as what it's called. And yesterday when I closed, I said, join us for 4 more days. But today we're going to discuss all of those 4 days. This is not like a 5-day article. So yesterday we started with Monday, and today we're going to finish the week off and see what else is entailed in the sprint process. And I just want to point out that Google Ventures, which is a capital investment or venture capital part of Google, has run more than 100 of these sprints and through like all kinds of organizations, museums, healthcare organizations, educational institutions, insurance companies. They've run a lot of these and found them to be successful. So they've put out a book, or they wrote a book called Sprint, so that people can, you know, use them and try them in their own organizations. So if you have your Advanced magazine with you, you want to turn to page 11 and you can read along with us. And we're going to read on page 11 in the left-hand column through line 20.
Four days to go. The authors break down the rest of the days in the same clear, step-by-step manner. They give the order in which the major tasks for each day must be accomplished, offer tools and methodologies to help accomplish the tasks, and offer real examples throughout from their clients. In general, the days proceed as follows. On Tuesday, the goal is to come up with solutions. After reviewing existing ideas through a process called Remix and Improve, each team member creates a sketch of a solution. The sketching process is not a leisurely artistic endeavor, but rather a rigorous 4-step process, 20 minutes to gather information, 20 minutes to doodle rough solutions, 8 minutes to try 8 variations of the ideas, then 30 minutes to draw the detailed solution. On Wednesday, the team critiques the sketches, then chooses the winning scenes from the sketches to create a storyboard. which the authors write, is a step-by-step plan for your prototype.
So if you were with us yesterday, you saw that we summarized what happens on Monday, and now we're going to look at the summaries of the next 4 days. And it is a very clear step-by-step manner. So it tells you step one, step two, really what to do. And they give you the order of the major tasks that you have to accomplish every day. And they don't just tell you to do something. They also help you with what, Linda?
Well, they offer tools and methodologies to help you accomplish the task. And the word methodology is our vocabulary focus word, and it's just a system of ways of doing things, so how to go about doing it. And they also offer real examples throughout from their clients.
We saw a good example of these tools and methodologies yesterday when we were talking about the first day and the HMW note.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the idea there was that the team had mapped out the process that the customer goes through, and then they were talking to experts. And so while they were talking to experts, they were creating these notes that were sort of questions for the expert. And so it gave a little process that you could go through to do this and help identify maybe other problems or possible solutions throughout the flowchart.
Right. And then it said that those how might we notes are like should be all over your graph that you drew or your map that you drew yesterday, and then you can focus on one aspect of it. So remember, we're not trying to solve every problem here. This is fairly focused when you're doing the sprint process. So now we've seen that we're going to take a look at the second day, Tuesday. And yesterday we identified the problem, and today they're going to come up with solutions. I thought this was pretty interesting. You know, it's not like sitting back and having coffee and talking about it endlessly. It's pretty straightforward and very kind of fast-moving.
Yes, it's very task-oriented. Like, you have to be on the ball. It's not just, yeah, like you said, sitting back and discussing the problem.
Well, you review the ideas through a process called remix and improve. And then and each team member sketches or creates a sketch of the solution, which I think is interesting because every member is very involved and very hands-on. So you have to have somebody that's very familiar with, or people on your team that are very familiar with maybe outcomes, processes, what can be done to be accomplished here. So what happens here, Simon?
Well, basically people are sketching, but it tells us this isn't a leisurely artistic endeavor, meaning they're not just drawing pictures. Instead, it's a rigorous four-step process. And rigorous here, of course, just means intense or very careful and thoughtful, detailed process.
Mm-hmm. And we see that, you know, they have really laid this out very clearly, and you do not have much time.
No, you don't.
So you have 20 minutes to do what, Linda?
To gather information, and then another 20 minutes to doodle rough solutions, and then only 8 minutes to try 8 different variations of the ideas. And then finally, you have 30 minutes to draw the detailed solution.
A 78-minute workday. That sounds perfect, doesn't
yeah.
it? That's
yeah.
very efficient. Very efficient.
Yeah, okay. I was wondering about that. Is it just so each person just sketches one solution, or maybe they might sketch more than one solution?
Well, okay, let's go back to 20 minutes. Let's start at the very beginning. It's a four-step process, so you get 20 minutes to gather information. So is everybody, like, at their own desk doing research? I mean, you have 20 minutes to look, review what happened yesterday. So, it probably involves a lot of this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose there's different ways you could kind of do it, right? You could have people working together. You could have individuals working. And I think we probably have to read the book to get a really clear idea of how to do it. They don't want to give all their secrets away.
I know. I was just going to say that. If you really want to know this process of what they suggest, you need to buy the book.
Yeah.
And then you have 20 minutes to doodle rough solutions. So
yeah, doodle is an interesting word. It means like a not a very good sketch, just a very fast little drawing. So I guess the idea here is you could just quickly draw or sketch out alternative maps or ways of doing things, I guess I don't want to use the word pictures because they're not supposed to be drawing pictures, but little flow charts, things like that.
So you have 20 minutes to doodle rough solutions, so people are expected to come up with more than one, and then you have to try 8 variations on the ideas. I mean, I was like, really? Eight solutions?
That's a really short period of time.
Right, and you have 1 minute per variation, basically. So you really have to be fast thinking and have ideas when you come into it. You have to. It has to be pretty well thought out. And then you have 30 minutes to draw the detailed solution. It sounds like a lot of pressure to me.
Sounds like a role-playing game to me.
So, once again, I think that there's probably a lot more involved than what we are reviewing here. So, once again, I don't want to plug the book, but it seems like you need to buy the book to find out what they recommend. Because I have a feeling that they give you what you should be doing in each of these steps. They're not just saying, you know, do this now. Draw 8 variations. I mean, how do you do variations on one idea?
Well, I think if you look at sort of the big picture of what's happening here, Monday is a day for identifying problems and goals.
Right.
Tuesday is a day for thinking about possible solutions, I suppose. And then for Wednesday, you'd want to move on.
Well, we were at Wednesday, so we see that on Wednesday, then the team critiques the sketches. Okay, so at the end of Tuesday, you have 30 minutes to draw the detailed solution, right? So if you're drawing 8 variations of ideas, you have to put all of those ideas into one solution, right? I mean, that's how I read this flow of the 4-step process here.
Or is it from those 8 variations, you choose one particular variation and then you detail it.
Right. It could mean any. Maybe it means any of those. I mean, once you look at them, maybe, you know, you have to put them together to come up with something, or maybe one is better than another.
Just quickly to review then, the book is called Sprint, and it is available at local bookstores everywhere.
Okay, so we see that the team critiques the sketches on Wednesday and chooses the winning scenes from the sketches. This is so interesting. And then they create a storyboard, which is a step-by-step plan for your prototype. So let's look at this. First of all, however many people you have on a team, you present your sketches and everybody talks about whether it's possible or not, right?
Yeah, I think you're basically just trying to put the work of different people together into what you might call sort of a master plan for dealing with this problem.
I think it's kind of interesting. It says the team chooses the winning scenes from the sketches. So because they're creating a storyboard. Now, storyboard is one of our specialized terms. And what does that mean, Linda?
All right, it's a series of sketches that help others to visualize a proposed concept. And it's often used in the film and TV industry to map out like the story of the movie or the TV show, so you can get an idea or exactly how it's going to play out.
Right, and that's what they're doing here, basically. They are taking the sketches and creating the scene by scene so that they can see clearly what the problem is and then what possible solutions to the problem is.
Now, listeners, if you are confused here about what the story is that they are trying to explain, I think they're basically going through that flow chart that they mapped out on the first day with, like, new ideas for each of the steps. So the first day they were mapping out the process that the customer goes through. So the first thing that happens, the second thing that happens, the third thing. And so if you think of that as a story, the story of what happens to the customer when they are dealing with you, then they're proposing different stories, a different story or a different flow of things happening.
Yes, for one particular aspect of that experience, not for the entire thing, right?
Well, to deal with one problem.
Right.
But there might be changes at different steps of the process to deal with each problem.
Yeah, I agree. I think. And then we see that now we have the step-by-step plan for your prototype or your sample of what's going to happen. And we've come now to the end of the third day. So we've been busy this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we still have Thursday and Friday left in our sprint
process.
Right. So let's take a look at what happens. First, we're just going to look at Thursday first, so we're going to read the rest of the column on page 11, and then we'll read Friday after that.
Thursday is the day to create the prototype. The goal here is not to construct a building, but to construct a facade. Like the movie sets of old westerns, the facade only appears to be a building. For websites, for example, this means creating PowerPoints that look like web pages. Often, however, prototyping in one day requires more creativity. To prototype computer-controlled bots, for example, one sprint team acted as if they were the computer-controlled bots, responding to questions from the customers testing the concept.
So it's Thursday morning, and here we are, and we are going to create our prototype that we have been developing, basically that we developed on Tuesday. So what is our goal here, Simon?
They use this word, I guess, facade. And the idea is, basically they say, we're not constructing a building, but constructing the facade. And so a facade is sort of the outside shell of the building. So the idea is they don't actually have to develop the program or do the work. They just have to give you an idea of what it will look like.
Right. And I think that the example that they used here, this is very common on movie sets. When you're looking at a movie, I really do think they use like movie sets of old westerns. You know, when you watch a western, if you look behind it, if you look behind the front door, there's often nothing there because they want to show you the whole town in the old west, but behind those doors is blank. So the facade really is just the entry point.
Right. It's the outside.
Right. And then, so they use the example of websites, which means they create PowerPoints that look like web pages. And then what do they do, Linda?
Well, they go on to create the prototype. And they mention here that prototyping in one day requires a lot more creativity. You don't have very much time if you want to, you know, put together something. So they give an example. For one prototype, they used the sprint team to represent these computer-controlled bots or robots, all right? So they didn't have to create a real bot. They just used themselves, and they acted as if they were these computer-controlled robots.
So let's use, like, let's go back to yesterday when we were using our customer service team example, Simon.
Yeah, so let's say, for example, you have customers who are calling a phone number to get some help with a problem. And the problem is that too many customers are ending up talking to the wrong person. So this is the problem they decide they want to focus on in their sprint process. And so the first thing they do on the first day is they map out the process. So number one, the customer calls. Number two, you answer. But it's not you, it's actually that automatic system. So they're asked to press one or two or three in that second step, depending on who they want to talk to or what their problem is.
Or six or seven.
Yeah, and then they go to a third step where they're again asked to press one or two or three to decide what their problem is. So the second step is, you know, who do you want to talk to? Third step is, what is your problem? Fourth step, they talk to an actual person. And so you map this out, step one, step two, step three, step four, and then you talk to an expert. And maybe you discover that when people go to step two, or if they choose the wrong number and they move on to step three, they can't go back to step two. And so now you know from your expert through your HMW note, right? How might we fix this sort of thing? You have an idea of the problem. And so then on Tuesday, you come up with different solutions. Like maybe they can have a number on step three that lets them go back to step two. Or maybe they can go on to another step where they can restart the whole process. And so there can be all kinds of different possible solutions. On Wednesday, they sort of critique the different sketches of these different possible solutions, and they choose one for their prototype. And then on Thursday, because this is a customer call, they want to create like a sample that shows you what might happen. And so maybe they use the PowerPoint, and they write on the PowerPoint the different choices that you have each time. And so they can just click through the PowerPoint to see how this might work.
Example, I think you would have to have people acting as those clicking points.
Well, yeah, and I mean, on the PowerPoint, you can show, right? From slide one, you say, like, if you click this, then you see this.
What would happen, yeah.
And then you go back to the first one, and if you click this, you'll see this.
Right.
You know? Or if you say this on the phone, I guess, or push this button, this is what will happen.
Yeah, because we haven't really tested it yet, and that's what we're actually going to do tomorrow. So let's read the last section on page 11, the top of the page in the right-hand column, testing the prototype. We've developed it all now and created the prototype, so now let's test it.
Testing the prototype. Friday is the day to invite a small sample of customers in to test your faked prototype. Although fake, the prototype needs to respond in the way that an actual prototype will respond to make the test legitimate. The author's sprint process is basically a 5-day, carefully planned, and creative brainstorming process that readers of Sprint will find surprisingly pragmatic.
So now we've gone through the steps for 4 days, and now we're going to invite our customers in, okay? And they're going to test our prototype, which is actually a fake, okay, which means not real. So what happens next, Linda?
Okay, so through this prototype, they'll test customers, and the customers need to respond in a way, or the prototype needs to respond in a way that an actual prototype would, in order to make the tests legitimate or valid.
Okay, so legitimate means valid here or acceptable. So in our customer service example, Simon, what would happen?
Well, you might actually just be doing a role play where one of your staff people has a script of things they're allowed to say, like the computer would say on the phone. And so you have the other person, one of your actual customers who's come to test the system. They might, you know, say, hello. And then you would say, for customer service, press 1. For accounts, press 2. For billing, press 3. To go back, press 4. And then the person says, okay, 1. And then you say, thank you. Please wait a moment. And you see how the customer responds, right? So you can kind of pretend you are the phone system and see what happens.
And also the customer could respond at that point and say, but I really wanted this instead. So you can find out what maybe is wrong or what's missing within your prototype.
True, you can get feedback.
Which is the whole point of this. Yeah. So we see that this process is 5 days, and they say it must be carefully planned. So I think maybe if in your mind you're thinking, oh, we could do this, this would be fun, remember that it has to be carefully planned. And also, it's a creative brainstorming process. So sometimes in brainstorming, we have to remember that some ideas work and some don't work. And this also enables people from different departments to bring all their ideas together and come up with some things that maybe you've never thought of at all.
Right.
But I think it's kind of interesting, the last sentence, what does it say here, Linda?
That the readers of Sprint will find this process surprisingly pragmatic. Yeah. And pragmatic just means practical. Here it's defined as solving problems in a realistic way. So it should be useful, or at least that's what the writers intend it to be for you.
Well, it has to be for you to go on from here and put it into practice. So what would we do with our customer service problem, Simon?
Well, hopefully it wouldn't end up with our testing people throwing things and yelling in the room. So if it does end up that way, I guess we would do another sprint. But if it works out okay, then I think we would go ahead and we would make the changes to our system to improve our actual call-in phone system.
Right, and they're looking here. It's kind of like the example they actually gave in the article to prototype computer-controlled bots, you know. So these robots are actually computer programs that are responding to, you know, customers calling in and sending you to the right place as well. So you could, you know, I think that Sprint means for this to be, it's meant to be used across a wide range of problems that, you know, different companies might be experiencing. So once again, should we encourage everybody to buy the book?
Or if some of our listeners have used the Sprint process or a similar process to solve problems, I would encourage them to get on our Facebook page and let us know.
Let us know about it.
Tell us about your experience. You could also send us an email at letters@studioclassroom.com. And in the subject line, just put Advanced Radio and maybe the name of the article.
Yes, Sprint. Okay, well, we hope that you've learned something, and I know that I found this quite interesting. Maybe we need to change our problem-solving process within our teams here and put something new into practice. And we hope that you will join us again here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Bye for now.
Bye.